China's leaders are holding a meeting in Beijing this week that will set the stage for Xi Jinping to continue to rule beyond the usual 10 years or two terms, which would end next year. And to do so, they are poised to pass a resolution that will offer a fresh interpretation of the history of the past 100 years and Xi's place in it, kind of like announcing the Chinese Mount Rushmore, if you will. There's some weedy stuff here, and so to help us wade through it, NPR China Affairs correspondent John Rubich. Hi, John.
Hi there.
And start with the basics. What is this meeting?
This is a what they call a plenum of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China. The Central Committee is basically the top 375 officials in China. So from the provinces, you get governors and party chiefs of provincial level areas. You get military brass, central government officials who are ministers, vice premiers, that type of thing. Top bosses at state-owned companies will be there. And this body meets roughly once a year. And this is effectively the last meeting before Party Congress next year, which is when, once every 5 years, there's a reshuffling of the leadership of the party.
Yeah, and the meeting, as we said, is about, you know, historical issues, looking back, a review. It has complete bearing on the future. Tell us more about what's expected to happen.
Sure. So the key thing here is this Central Committee meeting, they're further endorsing Xi Jinping's agenda and laying the groundwork for him to continue. You know, the norm has been that after 2 5-year terms, a party boss like Xi Jinping would hand the reins to a younger generation. Jiang Zemin handed the reins to Hu Jintao after 10 years. Hu Jintao gave the power to Xi Jinping after 10 years. This Central Committee meeting is really cementing Xi's position at a time when he should retire with what they call a resolution on history, which is, in other words, a sort of a formal assessment of the party's own history. There have only been two of these in the past. One came in 1945. It really solidified Mao's power. The second time was in 1981, and it was orchestrated by Deng Xiaoping, the top leader at the time. And the idea was closing the book on the Mao era and opening the door to reform and opening. And now, basically, they're doing the same thing, demarcating as sort of an equal Xi Jinping and the Xi Jinping era. So in a nutshell, the idea is China stood up under Mao, got rich under Deng Xiaoping, and now Xi Jinping will lead it to becoming a strong nation.
And it's sort of announcing the firmament. You know, these are the three that are at the top of the pile. And talk about the Xi era and his agenda.
Well, at its core is a concept of national rejuvenation, which he's been pushing and making China a, quote, great modern socialist country by 2049. That means harnessing technology to build the economy, making China globally influential so that it can stand up for itself on the world stage, and creating an ideologically pure China. Many of Xi's policies over the past 9 years, and especially we've seen this in recent months, have been aimed at fixing what he sees as problems that arose over the past 40 years of governance, of reform and opening, sort of breakneck growth that we've seen in China, and restoring the party's place of prominence there. So he's had an anti-corruption campaign running basically since he came into office. He's reined in these larger-than-life private entrepreneurs, including the likes of folks like tech mogul Jack Ma of Alibaba. He's been deleveraging the financial sector. He's looking at addressing property bubbles, which are a chronic problem. And he's been pushing this concept recently of common prosperity. So before, under Deng Xiaoping, the idea was, you know, some in China will get rich first and all boats will be lifted by that. Now he wants to level the playing field and really spread the wealth.
Yeah. And she has also been kind of navigating this politically, you know, for instance, being critical of Mao's Cultural Revolution without being critical of Mao, because, again, he wants to share firmament space with him. Is the expectation that that's going to happen, that she is going to be leader for life?
You know, leader for life is a good question. Experts say that he's likely to stay on as leader for some time. He has consolidated power in the party and the military like nobody has over the recent decades. He got rid of term limits for the presidency 3 years ago. And it's really his policy agenda that's being driven in China now. But, you know, there is a year to go before this is all a done deal. Xi Jinping may be the most powerful man in China for now, but that doesn't mean he can do whatever he wants. You know, his multi-year anti-corruption campaign has created resentments and some enemies. Of course, some of those enemies are in jail now, but not all. pro-market forces in China aren't really thrilled with his economic agenda because it puts great stock in the ability of the party and the ability of the state to run things. It minimizes the markets. So it'll be a test, really, of whether or not, you know, you can have a command economy that's dynamic and innovative and world-leading.
Yeah. And just in the few seconds we have, it might mean that the United States is going to be dealing with Xi Jinping for a long time.
That it might indeed. You know, relations with the U.S. have tanked on his watch. It's not 100% his fault, but, you know, we're really in sort of a new era of China-U.S. relations with kind of a harder edge, and I think he's part of that. He's been unapologetic in standing up for China's interests.
John Ruwitch, NPR China Affairs Correspondent. John, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Parsing that for us.